Much of the focus this past week has been on that alleged Iranian assassination plot. Diplomats and law enforcement officials in the U.S. and Europe have also begun to examine Syria for an alleged conspiracy to intimidate dissidents abroad. Here in the U.S., a Syrian American was indicted on charges that he passed information about dissidents back to the country's intelligence services. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has been following this story.
A judge is set to decide on Monday whether Mohammed Swade should remain in prison pending his trial. The 47-year-old Syrian-born U.S. citizen is accused of gathering information about dissidents who took part in rallies outside the Syrian embassy and the White House, according to Neil McBride, U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia.
The indictment alleges that he recorded these individuals, identified them, and passed personal information about the protesters back to his handlers in Syria. Moreover, the indictment says that he actually communicated to his handlers in the Syrian intelligence agency that he believed violence was justified against these protesters and that any number of methods of violence should be used to deal with them.
McBride calls the allegations really troubling.
The ability to peaceably assemble and protest is one of the oldest rights here in the United States. And so the fact that you have an allegation that an agent for Syrian intelligence is working for the Syrian government to identify and intimidate U.S. citizens and others is a very serious charge.
The Syrian embassy angrily dismissed the charges, saying Swade is not an agent of the Syrian government and never provided anyone at the Syrian embassy with information about U.S. protesters. The Syrian ambassador described the case as a flagrant effort to defame the embassy of Syria based on sheer lies and fabrications. But the same case is being made in London, where British Foreign Secretary William Hague told the House of Commons on Thursday that Syria has been put on notice.
The Syrian ambassador was summoned to the Foreign Office this morning and told that any harassment or intimidation of Syrians in our country is unacceptable and will not be tolerated.
The French Foreign Ministry has repeatedly summoned the ambassador there as well to protest threats against Syrian exiles. Dissidents are pleased with this new international pressure and want to see the U.S. and Europe do more to keep the Syrian government in check. Radwan Ziadeh, who's part of the Syrian National Council, an opposition group now being formed, welcomes the case against Swade, who lives near him in Virginia.
This is a step by the U.S. government. It's really important because send the right message to the embassies to stop intimidation, the Syrian community in the United States. Also, at the same time, will send a message to the regime back in Damascus that the long arm of al-Muhabarat of the security forces has to stop.
Ziadeh is among many exiles quoted in a recent Amnesty International report about the threats dissidents face and alleged attacks on their family members back home.
My brother in prison, my uncle in prison, three of my cousins in prison, five in my family in prison, and I have no information about them right now.
One of his jailed cousins is just 14 years old, he says, and the only thing his family has heard about his brother is from a former prisoner who says he was with him and heard about his interrogations.
All the questions during the interrogation was actually about his link to me and the question about my activities here in the U.S.
Other Syrians who took part in demonstrations here and in Europe have reported that their family members back in Syria have been beaten or arrested, and they hope U.S. law enforcement will continue to pursue cases to try to put a stop to this. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.